It didn't take long for the tone and atmosphere in the Judiciary Committee to turn hostile as legislators let their frustrations known. Representative Sue Scott of Rogers told Parole Board member Abraham Carpenter to get ready for an emotionally tinged string of remarks.
I hope I don't have to jump out of my chair and absolutely almost have a heart attack asking these questions or making these comments. I'm going to tell you something, sir.
Carpenter had testified to the committee for a little over 10 minutes about the parole process, answering a barrage of questions. Scott found his comments troubling, contending the recent murder of a real estate agent could have been prevented.
And when you sit down with that dear family, if you do sit down with them, I hope you have more compassion in your voice than what you have brought to this meeting this afternoon. And I hope you can look them in the eyes and you can say, we will find a way to make this better. And if you cannot, you send someone else to talk to them. Please, sir. Don't you agree?
No, ma'am, I do not agree.
I'm not surprised.
Representative John Walker of Little Rock did not put pressure on the parole board. Walker said the parole system, on the whole, has worked well with the means provided to them by the legislature. He suggested the murder of Beverly Carter may have been unpreventable.
My sympathy goes out to the family, but it goes out to people who get killed every day wherever they are, and we cannot keep people from being murdered as long as we have this kind of society.
Fellow Democrat Darren Williams sympathized with Walker's perspective.
I want to apologize to each member of the parole board because this does feel like an inquisition. And that is not my intention in being here today. You all are dedicated public servants, and I appreciate the work that you do.
One thing that is clear from the hearing is that some legislators will be ready in January with a slate of reforms intended to toughen the parole system. Parole Board member Dennis Young cautioned lawmakers about what that could mean for an already backlogged prison system.
We're all going to make mistakes. Unfortunately, there was a heinous crime made on this most recent one, as have others been, just as Senator Sanders stated. But by golly, if we don't let some of these people out, go back and explain it to all the taxpayers. We don't need one new prison. We need 20 new prisons.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.